This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find Jesus' body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to the hands of sinners and be crucified, and on the third day, rise again." Then the women remembered Jesus' words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to the 11 an idle tale, and they did not believe the women. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Why do you look for the living among the dead? When the women go to the tomb, they do not expect to find life. They expect only death. 3 days ago, they witnessed their friend, their teacher, be crucified, nailed on a cross, and hung there until he died. The Gospel of Luke makes it very clear that these women witnessed all of it. As Jesus was led away to be crucified, they were there, weeping for him. At noon, when the sky went dark for 3 whole hours, the women were there. When Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," the women were there. When Jesus breathed his last breath, the women were there. And they were there when Jesus' body was removed from the cross, wrapped in a linen cloth, and lay in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. They were there when the tomb was closed. Having witnessed all of this, the women do not expect to find life when they go to that tomb again. They expect to find death. Having witnessed Jesus' death and entombment, they expect to find Jesus among the dead. Why do you look for the living among the dead? These dazzling beings ask. Jesus is not among the dead. He is not in the tomb. He is not where they expect to find him. For Jesus is not to be found among the dead. The women do not expect to find life in a place of death. And they don't. They do not find life in that graveyard. In Luke's gospel, Jesus is not in the graveyard. He is not in the tomb, the resting place of death. He is not in the garden where in John's gospel, Mary meets Jesus. No, in Luke's gospel, Jesus is not there. The living are not to be found among the dead. So, why do you look for the living among the dead? As I hear that question today, I wonder why so often we look for life in the things that bring death. We love to assume the worst about others. We see someone who's different from us, and rather than seeing that diversity as beauty, we're suspicious and sometimes repelled. When we meet someone with different political beliefs, we don't want to listen and try to understand. We assume that they are wrong, or they are evil, or they are naive, or they're just plain stupid. We assume the worst in others. And then we're surprised when that brings out the worst in us. There is no life in assuming the worst in others. There is only death. And Jesus is not to be found among the dead. Jesus is alive. He is already on the road to Emmaus. There, he meets disciples who are assuming the worst about him. They speak of how Jesus was condemned to death and crucified. And they say with the worst despair, "But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." And Jesus replies, "How slow of heart to believe." Rather than assuming the worst, Jesus wants his disciples to believe the best. For in belief in what is good, there is life. My siblings, there is life in believing the best in others. And that belief brings out the very best in us. Jesus wants us to have hearts that are quick to believe. Believe in the good. Believe that the diversity of others is a beautiful part of God's creation. Believe that there is good in others and seek understanding and compassion. For in believing the best, there is life. So why do we look for the living among the dead? In our assumption of the worst in others, and this pervasive belief that the world is somehow out to get us, and this incendiary culture where hatred and rage just bubble below the surface, where every stranger looks like danger, we find ourselves isolating. Suspicious of our neighbors, we stay inside our homes. Fearing difference, we only speak to those who agree with us. We think there is safety in isolation, but there is only death. And Jesus is not to be found among the dead. No, Jesus is found when the disciples welcome someone that they think is a stranger they met on the road to join them for dinner. When they welcome this stranger into their midst in relationship, when they break bread with a stranger, their eyes are opened and they meet the resurrected Jesus Christ. There is life in relationship. There is life in getting to know neighbors and strangers. There is life in connection. In relationship, there is life. So why do we look for the living among the dead? Why do we hoard resources as if our belongings give us life? Why do we value the car we drive, the clothes we wear, the homes we live in, the vacations we take more than our neighbors' lives? Why do we value the procurement of resources more than the life of the earth? Why do we think there is life in possessions? Why do we let wealth and prestige possess us? There is no life to be found in hoarding resources to ourselves. There is only death. And Jesus is not to be found among the dead. It was in the sharing of resources that Jesus was revealed to his disciples. When they offered to share with Jesus their bread, when the disciples gave Jesus a piece of their broiled fish, it was then that they knew that there is truly new life in Jesus. It was in the sharing of resources that the disciples saw the resurrection life. In the sharing of resources with others, there is life. In the protection of the earth's resources, there is life. So why do we look for the living among the dead? Why do we wear our wounds like badges of honor, picking at them so they stay open, so they become infected, rather than letting them heal? Why do we focus so much on how we have been hurt, turning those who have wounded us into enemies, as if their very nature is evil? Do we think there is life in making someone else a villain? Are we angels and they devils? Why do we think there is healing in keeping our wounds open, refusing to forgive? There is no life in withholding forgiveness. There is only death. And Jesus is not to be found among the dead. When Jesus hung on the cross, betrayed, denied, abandoned, crucified, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." When Jesus was resurrected, when he was alive again, he said to his disciples, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in my name to all nations." There is life in forgiveness. There is life in letting wounds heal. So why? Why do we look for the living among the dead? My siblings, why do we look for the living among the dead? Why are we so convinced that there is life in the things that bring death? Jesus, he is not to be found among the dead. He is alive. And he is alive in the things that bring life. He is alive in believing the best in others, bringing out the best in us. He is alive in relationships and in connection. He is alive in sharing our resources and protecting the earth's resources. He is alive in forgiveness and in healing. Jesus is alive in love for others, for ourselves, for creation. My siblings, do not look for the living among the dead. Do not look for life in the things that bring death. Look for life in Jesus, for he is alive, and he brings life to the world. Amen.